Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy chapters 13 to 15. The true meaning of idolatry. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 13 verses 1 to 3 like this. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, whom you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Moses cautioned the Israelites against idolatry that may arise from the Canaanites. We should be aware of the truths and precepts of the Bible, for we may expect to be proved by the temptations of evil under the appearance of good, and of error in the guise of truth. This would be a proof of our sincere allegiance for God, that we should not forsake God and follow other hobbies or things or people that take the first place meant for God in our lives. Deuteronomy chapter 13 speaks clearly about the ultimate punishment that should be given for apostates, that God desired that the Israelites' worship of God must be free from idolatry. Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 1 to 5 speaks about the enticers to idolatry must be put to death. Deuteronomy chapter 13 verses 6 to 11 speaks about relations who entice to idolatry not be spared. And Deuteronomy chapter 13 verses 12 to 18 tells us that idolatrous cities must not be spared either. What is idolatry in our context? 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 26 and Psalms 96 verse 5 tell us that all the gods of the people are idols. In 1 Samuel 15:23, it warns us that rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Colossians chapter 3 verses 4 and 5 reminds us that covetousness is idolatry. And what we read there is that when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Beware of idolatry, which is really covetousness in our lives. As we read in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5, for this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.